Here's the latest North Carolina Public Radio news from WUNC, online at wunc.org.
Since 1993, the military has employed a don't ask, don't tell policy. Members of the group said they were willing to face arrest to highlight what they call an injustice.
I have the right to serve my country, and I am willing to serve my country, but I'm not willing to hide who I am in order to do that. I'm not willing to hide my sexual orientation.
18-year-old Stacy Bowe is a freshman at Guilford College. She was part of a group that entered an Army recruitment center and asked to join up. They were told they could enlist if they kept silent about their homosexuality. They refused and were told to leave. They wouldn't. Police were called in. Matt Comer, a 20-year-old UNCG political science major, was the first to be led away.
We live in a land of equality, and today we're testing that equality.
In December, another member of the group says she passed her first round of tests to enter the Air Force. Jessica Arvidson was preparing for boot camp when she told recruiters she's a lesbian. She was dismissed. She tried to join the Army yesterday. She was refused once again. And she's particularly frustrated because she backs U.S. operations in Afghanistan and Iraq.
I thoroughly support the war, of course. I believe that if they're going to let felons in, that homosexuals in the military are least of their concerns because, you know, we're no different than anyone else.
An Army recruiter emerged as the would-be recruits were led away. He was asked why the Army was shutting the door at a time the military's recruitment deficit is well documented.
Don't ask, don't tell policy. That's all I'm going to say. I can give you guys a copy of the regulation. I'm not going to answer any questions for the media.
The arrests in Greensboro were expected. Similar actions have taken place this week in New York, Phoenix, and Austin. It's part of a nationwide campaign in which homosexuals in 10 cities have tried to enlist without success. Alex Nini tried to enlist in the Navy 2 years ago, but was also rejected when she told recruiters she was a lesbian.
This is important because we have able-bodied individuals who don't want to hide their sexuality, who would like to serve our country, and we are in need of recruits.
Lawrence Korb's a prominent member of the Council on Foreign Relations and a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. That's a nonpartisan research group in Washington. Korb's also a former assistant defense secretary in the Reagan administration who was in charge of recruiting. He says America should look at the experience of its closest ally.
In the 13 years since the passage of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the British military has been forced to allow openly gay people to serve because of a decision by the European Court of Human Rights. The policy has not only not caused problems, it's been so successful that the British are actually building housing for gay men and lesbians to live together on their bases.
Military planners don't believe the same thing would happen here. Pat Towle covered the Don't Ask, Don't Tell debates as the defense correspondent for the Congressional Quarterly. He has regular contacts with senior military planners today as a fellow at the nonpartisan Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment.
If groups of soldiers are to be able to withstand the terrible stress of combat, particularly hand-to-hand combat, face-to-face combat, those small groups of people need to be bonded in a relationship of mutual trust and confidence that's very, very strong. The argument that was made in 1993 during the debates was that those bonds of trust would be harder to form if straight soldiers knew that one of their colleagues was gay.
The 9 people arrested in Greensboro are charged with a trespassing misdemeanor. They face a maximum $200 fine and 10 days in jail, although legal experts say it's unlikely they'll face jail time for a peaceful, nonviolent protest. The 9 were freed after promising to appear in court next month. Lorne Matalon, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.